morning, how's everyone?
Just a minute, I have to get your crown. I have a crown for you all to wear. Some of you like wearing crowns, I know. Okay. Who wants to wear the crown? Kip, come on up. You volunteered. Which crown do you want to wear? Now, you want to wear the crown of a servant, so which crown are you going to wear? Okay, really? Okay. We'll put the crown on you then. Okay, let's face the kids. So Kip is wearing the crown of a servant. This is the king's crown. And in our text today, John is asking, he's asking his disciples to go and see Jesus and ask him, are you the one to come, or should we look for another? And he's asking about the Messiah. He wants to know if Jesus is the Messiah, if he's the king who will defeat all their enemies. So he wants to know if Jesus is the king. And now Kip is wearing the crown of a king, right?
Yeah.
But is he wearing the crown of the true king? That's the question. The crown that Jesus wore is which one? This is the crown that Jesus wore. Jesus didn't wear a crown like this. So Jesus is kind of telling John at the cross, and he's telling all of us here this morning, and he always tells us every time we look to the cross that this is the crown of the king. This is the crown of a servant. So Kip, what we got to do is take this crown off, since you want to be a servant and you have to put this crown on. Are you ready? See, we aren't willing to wear this crown. I'm not willing to put this on either, because these thorns are very, very sharp. I've already cut my thumb already. Do you? I bet you would. Yeah, it would be a bloody mess, and we don't want a bloody mess, because only one man was worthy to wear this crown. Sorry, Kip, you're not the man. Neither am I. Neither of any of them. Neither is anyone. There was only one man worthy to wear this, and his name was Jesus. You're exactly right. You can go ahead and have a seat. Thanks for your help. So John was asking, Jesus, are you going to wear this crown? But Jesus is saying, no, I'm not going to wear this crown. I've come to be a servant, because I'm healing and I'm driving out demons and I'm feeding, I'm caring for the sick and I'm feeding. I'm proclaiming the truth of God's word. And ultimately, Jesus will go to the cross and wear the crown of a servant. And this is the crown that he wore. Jesus is the king. And one day he will give us a crown. And because Jesus wore this crown, one day we won't have to wear this. When we get to heaven, Kip will put on a crown just like this. Jesus has made a promise that we will wear the crown of life. So in a way, Kip is right. One day he will wear a crown like this, but not yet. But we will wear this in heaven. So we will wear this crown because Jesus wore, I have to be careful picking this up because this is very sharp, because Jesus was willing to wear this crown. He was willing to wear this crown for you and for me and for everyone looking at you. This is the crown of a king. This is the crown of the Messiah. This is the crown, my dear little ones, of the little one who is lying in the manger. Of whom we will celebrate, I stand corrected now, in 9 days. We will celebrate the birth of our King, and this is the crown. And this is the crown that Jesus is saying that he was willing to wear for you and for me. So with that, let's fold our hands, and let's close our eyes and bow our heads, and we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for we believe that you are the Messiah, but you are a Messiah who came not to wear the king's crown, but to wear the crown of a servant, the crown of thorns. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being willing to wear the crown for us, for you are the true King, and because you are the true King and you have taken away our sins, the day will come when we will wear that wonderful and beautiful crown of life that you will freely give to us because of your love for us. And all the children said,